Thousands of people are overdosing on opioids every year across the U.S. Many of those people end up in emergency rooms, and in a lot of cases, that's where treatment ends. But a hospital in Indianapolis is connecting people to addiction treatment through the ER. Side Effects Public Media's Jake Harper spoke with one man who says the program helped him get into recovery.
The walk's pretty far, man. You up for it?
It's Saturday, and Christopher Hines is taking me on a walk. We cross a bridge over a highway on a street without sidewalks. He's leading me to the place he overdosed earlier this year. It wasn't his first.
No, I overdosed, I want to say four times. I think it was five in a three-month period.
But he hopes it was his last. That morning, Hines woke up early, sick from withdrawals. So he set out to buy some heroin. He says there was snow on the ground. His hands were numb, his feet were soaked, but he didn't care.
You don't think about nothing but getting it when you're sick like that.
Hines has taken walks like this for years. He's 41 now and says his addiction started in his teens when his buddy got shot.
And I was helping take care of him. Well, he pitched me a few pills here and there, and before you know it, he was getting his script just to give them to me to take care of him.
When pills got hard to find, Hines says he tried heroin and liked it. As he continued using, keeping a job became harder, and he was arrested multiple times.
But prison never deterred me. You'd think, man, that, you know, go to prison once. People think it's a moral decision to use drugs, that you're just doing bad decision-making and that it's a moral decision. But that's not what it is, man. Once you get hooked on drugs and you're using, it stops becoming a decision. It's almost the same as wanting to eat, drink, sleep.
It was that need that pushed him to stop here.
You can see from here, man, this is the Subway.
At a Subway restaurant 2.5 miles from his home. After he bought his drugs, he couldn't wait anymore.
He was like, I'm done, man. I'm going in here and getting high.
He used in the bathroom, and when he came back out, he didn't make it far.
I'd seen that dead end sign, and I remember vaguely it getting kind of blurry. And then this next yard here, I remember making it to that yard, and I stood there, and I don't remember anything after that. So I imagine that's where I, you know, fell out.
He had overdosed again. But this time, something different happened. After he woke up, he met a doctor, Krista Brucker, at Eskenazi Hospital. Brucker and her team had identified a problem in the ER. Usually, patients are revived with naloxone, the opioid overdose antidote, and brought to the hospital.
But once they're sort of stabilized and awake and talking, really not a lot was happening. We're getting, at best, sort of a pamphlet or a handout about where they could maybe try and get help, and then being sent on their way.
But Brucker wanted to do more, to connect people directly to treatment, or at least talk to them about using clean needles, using naloxone, getting tested for hepatitis C. That idea became Project Point.
One thing that we heard a lot of before we started the program was like, they're not going to want to talk to you. They're just going to want to go out and get high again. We found that to be almost universally not true.
The program got more funding from the Fairbanks Foundation to expand its services. Full disclosure, that foundation also gives money to my employer. Since January, Project Point has been able to see more than 180 patients. The theory is, when people overdose, it's a wake-up call that might push them to get help. And that was true for Christopher Hines. He had tried to get help before with no luck. He was tired of using opioids, of hurting his family.
Every time the same thing pops in my head, and it's my son. Every time. And then after I sit there for a few minutes and I start realizing, oh, I'd overdosed again. I'm back in the hospital. This is time number, you know, upteenth time in my life that I've been in the hospital for overdose. The next thing on my mind is getting help.
And he got it. He's in counseling and on a medication to help with his addiction. He's relapsed a couple times, a normal part of treatment, but he says it's going well.
I've had happy moments, you know, genuine happy moments. I've had to fake them, laugh when people tell jokes, but I didn't have any emotions. It's crazy. Watching Chicago Med, somebody dies and I'm crying. It's crazy, man. But it was a good cry, you know, it felt good.
Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.